Yes, here we go.
Go for 10:20.
My 10:20. Okay. An extra 2 minutes. So I'd like to discuss tonight halacha, which doesn't get the attention it deserves in Hilchas Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Gemara Shabbos of Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Gimel devarim tzarich adam loyman b'soich beis erev Shabbos." There's three things a person has to mention every erev Shabbos. Im chashecha, when it's close to nacht, three things he has to remind at home. Three things are isartem, iravtem, hadliko asaneir. Three things. Number one, you have to ma'ase all your peiros. Number two, you have to make any erev and eruv chatzeros and eruv etchumen. The person wants to carry out
for
the. Kenner is the wife's child, yeah. In the Mepharshim, it says the fresh tumchada is part of it. So, fresh tumchada is taka part of the wife's child. I hear the ha'arech, eh? Where's the best
because? She might
make sure he does it. She deals with the food, maybe. She deals with the food. Okay, Erevin is not really the food either. You wrapped him. I think I maybe a different shape for that one.
He brings the shop. He bought him last night.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Funny. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. These are the three things that a person has to remind them. A far from Matthew, why after these things? Because these are the main things that a person needs for Shabbos. Yisartem is first the food. A person needs to have food for Shabbos. They wrapped him. He shouldn't be locked in completely. If he wants to go outside the tchum, he's got a bit where to move around. And adlikos aneir, should have light, it should be dark. So these three things are basic things that a person needs for Shabbos. That's why I should remind that before Im Chashecha. And the Gemara brings the Raya, where the Makor is, and Rashi explains, Im Chashecha, why should you do Im Chashecha? She'im yamahir laskira mebo'od yoim. If he would mention it too early, say this time, so that's why it has to be Im Chashecha, it has to be close to Nacht, that in, enough time that they should do it basically straight away after he reminds them. That's the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara later explains, you've got to say it, you've got to say it softly, not too strong, because then the days won't listen. That's what the Mishnah, as I say in the Mishnah. It's Mephorosh, Paskins, and Shulchan Aruch as well, and Simon Reish Samach, Hilchas Shabbos, and Mechabah Paskins, Reish Samach, Sif Beis. Every Erev Shabbos, the person's got to mention these three things to remind their home what to do. So the Mufashim already explained that Isaratim and Iravtim are not going to get so much nowadays, because especially not in Chutzar, it's for sure. Isaratim, we don't take Maaser really here, even in Eretz Yisrael. It's normally sorted. Iravtim also, the minhag nowadays is to make Erev Chatzeros once a year, and Erev Chum once a year, so it's not something you do every Erev Shabbos. So it's also not written again nowadays. Hadlikos Haneir, the Paskim say that, so Vada's still going to get nowadays. Hadlikos Haneir, we all do Adlakos Neiros. So the question is, where did this Adlikos Haneir go to? I mean, we don't, the Chayra, the item is not so marked about it. What happened to this Takana of Adlikos Haneir? And just to bring out the Chayma Ha'idin of it, we see how Machmah Chazal was. Really, there's another Mishnah a bit later which says, in the time of Chazal, there was Sheish Tekiyos. Every Erev Shabbos, they blew six Tekiyos in a Shofar, and the fourth one, or the third one, or the fourth one, was to remind that she do Adlikos Haneir. So they had two things just to remind for Adlikos Haneir. Number one was the tekiah, there was a tekiah blowing, and number two, there was also this chayva that a person has to remind at home. So you see how chomo then he was by Chazal, how they were choshesh, you'll forget, they needed a double reminder, side the tekiah and side the haskara, what the husband does at home. Number two we find as well, that the Mishabura brings, if a person is taka not at home, he says, why is the person not at home? Says the Mishabura, he brings a rabbi from somewhere else, that the person should send his children home to remind, he's in shul already, he should send his children home to remind that they should do it. And the third place we see how important it is, the Sha'atzir in Hilchas Mincha in Eruchayim in Reish Lamed Beis, the Sha'atzir says there, talks about davening Mincha Gedoyla, so he says, on Erev Shabbos a person is going to be coming home quite late, better he should daven Mincha Gedoyla, in order he should be at home to remind for Adlakas Neiros. And he says, if there's no minyan for Mincha Gedoyla, says the Sha'atzir, he should better daven Mincha B'Yechidus on Erev Shabbos, in order to be at home B'Shas Adlakas Neiros to remind it. You see how the Peskin was so machlis in, and the Mishabura was saying, better daven Mincha B'Yechidus in order to be at home to remind Adlakas Neiros. So what's going to happen to this halacha? The oid what a bit more schwer is in the summer. Often we daven with plaga mincha, right? We daven earlier. We're makdim to that. So then, when a person goes to shul, it's even a zman where it's not even possible to light, because when we always have mincha before plag, and then the lighting time only starts from plag and mincha. So when the husband leaves for shul, let's say 10 minutes before davening, and then there's mincha, 25 minutes before a zman where she can't even light the neiros. So what, he's going to say adlikos and neiros, and she can't even do it for the next 25 minutes? It's possible, but it just makes it a bit schwerer. If it's a time and you can't do it bichlal, yeah, the Rashi says you have to do it very close. He says, shouldn't forget, it has to be very close to the time. If not, they'll say the time. So I'm saying it's a bit schwerer to understand how it will work when there's even a man when you're not even allowed to do it. Yeah, the Paschim say, hadlikos and eros, hadlikos, the Lashon Tzibo, do it now. That's the Lashon. The other ones are, isarotim, have you done it? Hadlikos and Tzibo, do it now. So, lechayra is a bit of a problem when you're asking the flag of mincha how this will work. So again, it's klar, it's a halach and shulchan aruch. And a person, pastor's a person has to keep it. I'm coming to be a shtick of a lamad schos, and I'm not saying a person shouldn't be mekayim. It's halacha and shulchan aruch, and I've explained three mekayim how chomer the inin is. I'm just going to be miyashav a bissel the minigayim. So number one, the first one is the Eish Lavram, the Buchacha. He's always famous for being lamad schos and all Klal Yisrael's inyanim. So the Buchacha at the back of the shulchan aruch, he wants to suggest that it says in the Lashon HaMishnah is Tzarech Adam Lehmim Tzarech Beisar. It doesn't say Chayev Adam like other dinim. It says Chayev. Chayev Adam Lehmashvus because of Erev Shabbos. He has to feel his pockets. Chayev. There it says Chayev. Here it says Tzarech. It says Tzarech is a more of a Shvachar Lashon. So he says the Poskim Adam whenever it says Tzarech is a Choyva or a Shos. So you want to tie a Kenza and this Tzarech is a Shos. It's an Eitz HaToyva. The person's Choyches, the wife will forget to that. He has to do it. But it's Nishkan Chiyot. So a person who knows it'll be alright. He knows his wife is careful, then there's no Chiyot. I found a nice writer, this is the Meiri, one of the Rishonim, on the Gemara here says, Mamash Azar Loshen, he says, Alkein Nochon Sheyazeh B'nei Beisoy, to be medic. It's called the Meiri Takalut, it's a Nochon Lahazeh, it's a good Azar, it's Nishkan Chiyuv. But the Master of Shulchan Aruch, the Pastor of Shulchan Aruch is that it's a Chiyuv, I'm saying, it's a Yishuv. He even goes back to say that, he says, even if you'll tell me Takalut, it is a Chiyuv, he says, but if a person's already gone to Shul and he's davening, he's not now Mechoyev to go back home and to undo the Matzav he's in now, because now he's in a Matzav that he can't do it. Well, that's the Bochacha's issue. He wants to suggest that it's not a real chiyuv. He said Tzorech as well, it's also fine. A second issue, maybe I've looked to find the Makov, I've not found the Klar Makov this, but it may be that in the times of Chazal, it's Klar in the postkin, that it was very not clear when Ben Hashemashas was. You see, even the Mechaba says, they had to look at to see the birds on the trees. There was all sorts of simonim they had to look at. It wasn't a Klar Azak when Ben Hashemashas was. So she's talking to say, and I haven't got a stark arrived to this, but she's talking that the Ikka Chashash here was, since Ben Hashemashas is a grey area, it's not a time which is very clear. So in Mele Chazal, you won't know exactly what time. Anything which is a grey area, a person often stretches the string too far. So today we have, first of all, we have clocks. Everyone has it. In the olden days, people didn't have clocks. They used these general simonim. So it wasn't so clear. Nowadays, we have clear clocks and we have a luach. Everything's clear cut. It's yitachin. Again, we can't okay, dinner shulchan aruch with a shein asvara. But I'm suggesting this might be a yeshiv to the minhag ha'olam, that the main problem was that it was an unclear zman. It was not a clear thing, not a clear defined thing. Therefore, there was a chashash for these mistakes to happen. Mashenke, now that it's clear, there's less of a makam to be chashash for it. The third head I'd like to say is Nageya Dafkut when you light the plaga mincha. We said if you're lighting early, when Makabat Shabbos early, then Lachora you can't even do it because it's not even a time that you can light. Kenzan Taka, the Chazal's Takana was only Im Chashecha. That is Be'emes Adin of the Mishnah. Chazal on a second, Im Chashecha, when it's going to become a man that you will not be able to do it Bechlal, then they made it Takana. You have to be Maske in order to make sure you have these things for Shabbos. However, if you, it's only a thing like that. The whole chiyuv is that im chashecha you're coming by nacht, so you have it's coming as man when you're not going to be able to do it. We are made in this takana. Mashein kein, if you like a plaga mincha, let's say you cover a plaga mincha, your daven, the husband comes home. There's still time and way that you can do it. You can do Ali Dei Go, you can get a different Yisrael to light for you. There's ways how to get these things to be done. You're not stuck. In a matzah, we're doing im chashecha, you're going to be locked, finished, you've lost the whole chance. Then we say to the chazal made a takana to make sure you'll have your food, you'll have your neiros, you'll have everything. That when even after the whole thing, you've still got plenty of time and ways to do it. Maybe the whole chashat of chazal didn't apply. I mean, be'etzim the dinner, the Mishnah says im chashecha. That's what it says. The takana was im chashecha. You come into a matzah of im chashecha, but you can't do it. That's when they made this takana. Another svara why it might only be negeya im chashecha, not earlier. is Ken Zayin, because could be Chazal only made this chashash when it comes to his man. It's a deraisa to light. You're going into a shalev. It's a deraisa. When the whole Tos Shabbos, we pass in the Ikar Tos Shabbos is the only midrabanan. So if the whole time is only his man, it's a drabanan. Could be Chazal didn't make that takana. You might forget in his man when it's only drabanan. It's much shvacher. It's like a gzeir. It's a time when it's only after midrabanan. And the third svara why they didn't make it by the earliest man maybe, because the Taz says you saw that a lot of times Chazal only made the gzera, which when it's a thing that's isura shavu b'koil, something that applies to everybody, it's across the board, something that goes to everybody, then passes the mussar Chazal made the takana. The Taz says that legaba takamir la'akum after you've been makabel plaga mincha. It says there's no isamir la'akum after when you've been makabel Shabbos early. Why not? He says because since some people can be makabel Shabbos and some people don't have to, so Chazal didn't make the takanas. The takanas they made was when it was a clear applied to everybody. So hagufa, since some people can be makabel Shabbos later, you don't have to be makabel Shabbos early. He's talking Chazal's ganz takana. They only made the takana in his man when it applies to everybody, when it's across the board and again to everybody. This could be three svaras why it doesn't apply this whole takana when you've been makabel Shabbos early. So we're saying because it's also to light. Otherwise, it could be the whole takana of Chazal, the chlal doesn't apply for a person who lights early. Then I did find that the Magen Avraham in Simon Rishon Gimel says that the Gabbai, when it says the halacha lo yaktim, you shouldn't light too early before plaga mincha. So it says mikan samcha akadmonim, that they used to send the children home to remind them not to light too early. But that's a different thing. That's not this takana of this Mishnah. The takana of the Mishnah was the Im Chashecha the Gadin. That could be a practical etzah. They wanted that lo yaktim. It's a different thing. There's halacha, you can't light too early. So maybe they based it on this Mishnah, but it doesn't say it's a chiyuv at all, actually. It says, Mikan, this is the kadmonim from here. The kadmonim, because of this sin of lo yaktim, they did send the children home. It doesn't say it as a halacha hamachayevet bechlal. And it's not a rai bechlal that it's this halacha of the Im Chashecha. What I did find against me, against this time is, in the halachas of Bamei Madlikin, some people have the minhag to say Bamei Madlikin on Friday night. So the Torah and the Beis Yosef bring two minhagim in this. One minhag was to say it before Maariv, and another minhag was to say it after Maariv. So the Beis Yosef explains what was pshat in the reason of saying it before Maariv. Why should you say it before Maariv? So the Beis Yosef says you should still have time to go and say Sarat Meravta Madliko Saneir in order to be able to Makayim this takana. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So and the Mishabura explains clearly, and the Beis Yosef is talking about somebody who's been Makabat Shabbos early. It's clear, and I say, if it would be even Kabbat Shabbos late, even before Maariv, it'd be too late. It'd be right before the Zman of Nacht. It wouldn't be possible to do anything either, right? So it's Mavur there that the Beis Yosef understood that even this Takana of the Mishnah of saying Esaratim Ratim Adliko Saneir applies even if the person is Kabbat Shabbos early. That's the Chayr and Neged what I'm trying to say. But it's Kenza and Gufa that the two men Hagim or Gufa Chayrik in this. The Torah brings us two men Hagim in it. Yeah, some have the minhag to say before Maariv, and some have the minhag to say after Maariv. Kenza and the other minhag who held to say by Maariv Madlikin after Maariv, Taka held. Now this Takana doesn't apply when you're lighting early. That's why Taka they held. There's anyway no reason to say it earlier. That's Taka why you could say that you lit it later. Kaponim, it's at least Shonav Machlokas, this Heta, where I wanted to say that the whole Takana is not Nageya when you're Makabel Shabbos early. So, Al Kaponim, we've said three. Could be limudis chos, why this inin is a bit korodig. Number one, we said that the bachacha's heta, that it's only a rishus, it's not a chayva. It's not a real chiyuv, it's only a rishus, it eats a toiva. Number two, we suggested that could be it's all in Zmanim, and they didn't have clocks, and they didn't have such a clear cut thing. It wasn't a very clear cut thing, so it was much more of a chashash. It was a grey area, that's where the chashash people come to make mistakes. Mashenka, now when it's very clear, could be there's less of a chashash. And a third thing we wanted to say, which is ikan agea to people who makabel Shabbos early, that you're talking that the whole takana pashtas, the whole takana of Chazal was only im chashecha. That was the takana where it'll be as man will be also to do the melacha. That's when they made the takana, but not when you makabel Shabbos early. Now, like we said, the ma'isa, the pashtas of Shulchan Aruch cries louder than all these heterin. The pashtas of Shulchan Aruch is it's a takana, and a person is mechuyev to keep it. I with Hainad. What you lechore? If you makabel early, but plaga mincha, it's a time when you can't be makabel Shabbos. So I want, some years back I discussed this with Mazeda, the Yishalayim Arav, asked him this kasha, how can you take a, say Hadliko Saneh when it's a man when you bechlal can't do the lighting, if you mean Makabe Shabbos early, what's the point of saying Hadliko Saneh is much too early? So he said to me, if you look in the Mishnah, it's Mavua, there's quite a bit of time that you're allowed to say earlier. Why? So the Mishnah says, Shlosh Advaram Sarach Adam Lom Sarach Bez, there's three things, what do you say? You've got a checklist, you come along, Im Chashecha, it's going to actually say three things. Isaratem, Iratem, Hadlikos, and Eir. So it takes quite a bit of time. Number one, to master your fruits if you didn't. Iravtem to go and make a, if you're over Shoenim, to make a Eruv Tchumen, you have to go to the end of the town and Alpayim Amma to put your Eruv Tchumen. And then to do Hadlikos Haner. Once you've done Hadlikos Haner, you can't do anything, right? You've already been Mekabah Shabbat. So it's Mochach Mitoch HaMishnah that there must be at least 3/4 of an hour, half an hour to 1/4 of an hour to be able to do these three things. So it's Mochach and the Mishnah Rebbe that even though you're not doing the Hadlikos Haner straight away, it still helps to say it 3/4 of an hour earlier. This person is going to do his Eruv Tchumen, also can't do his Hadlikos Haner, because if he'll do his Hadlikos Haner, he won't be able to do his Eruv Tchumen. So it's Mochach and the Mishnah, a person who's now got to do a different job, he's got to go and do his Eruv Tchumen, he can still say Hadlikos Haner and it'll work for 3/4 of an hour later. We see our Kopanim, there's a certain amount of time that a person can say earlier, which it will still work. And the Mishnah, I did find the Chiddush Mariach, one of the Mufasim on the Mishnah, asked this kasha, the Lachol takes a long time, and he wants to suggest Taka no. It was at three separate times. He said, Isartem, let's say 1.5 hours before, Iravtem, 3/4 of an hour before, and Adlikasane right by Hashecha. But the pashas of the Mishnah is that the Lachol, like Madele Tanit, it says, Gimel Devarim Tzorech Lehem Im Chashecha. It's a list of three things you do Im Chashecha. That's like the Pashtas HaMishnah. They say all three things Im Chashecha. So it's Mochach from that. Now it's like a Shaykh to say, even though you're in a Zman when you can't be Madlik, but since it's close enough, you can measure this Adlikas Aner, even though you're in a bit of time earlier. So even a person who's lighting earlier should try and be Mekayim the Din of the Shulchan Aruch, and before he goes out to davening, he should remind it, like we said before, Isarat and Aratim are not really again nowadays, but Adlikos Aner, he should be trying to be Mekayim the Din of the Shulchan Aruch, like we mentioned before, you see how Chazal will machmir on it, and he should mention Adlikos Aner. If a person's going very early out, let's say some places have a kviyas Adam learns before Kabbalah Shabbat, so he's going an hour and a half before the Zman, that's the Chor attack a bit too early. So the simple answer, a person can set an alarm. Nowadays we have alarms for the first thing, that one, a person can set something to remind for Adlikos and Eitrim, Mekayim to Kanos Chazal, he can set an alarm, it will remind, but the Zman Adlikos Neiras. So, yeah, Adkan, so I think, not what I'm saying, even though we said Kamalim with this course, but that is a blight, that Me'ikah the Din, it's Roy Ma'oy Lekayim, the Din of the Shulchan Aruch, to Taka to be Maske, but to Chpeza, had Likos Aner, before one leaves the Shul. Shkaya.
Once in Kabbalah Shabbos,
you can't make more than the Torah Shabbos. Torah Shabbos, a minute.